TED Audio Collective.
Today, I want to tell you about one of my first loves, Sapphire. She was beautiful. She was reliable. She was a blue 1993 Honda Civic, and she was the first car I ever bought in the U.S. If you want to know how long ago that was, I can tell you that in Massachusetts, where I lived, gas prices were barely even nudging a dollar a gallon at the time. So yeah, suffice it to say, it was a long time ago. But my experience with Sapphire was foundational to me. She was the first major material investment I ever made. Purchasing Sapphire made me feel like a true adult with something in my name. With a car, I had the independence to do whatever, whenever. But now, gas prices are up, we're overly reliant on fossil fuels, and we have a climate crisis. We know the old ways are no longer going to cut it. But does this change how we feel about our cars, our connection to them? I'm Madhu Bakinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Cynthia Williams. She's a global director at Ford Motor Company and a third-generation automotive industry worker. She honors that tradition by proposing something new, the electrical vehicle revolution. And she has a strategy to convince even the most stubborn of skeptics to switch to electric. Then after the talk, I'll discuss my own approach to encouraging change, both on the road and off. But first, a quick break.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Frances Fry.
And I'm Ann Morris.
And we are the hosts of a new TED podcast called Fixable.
We've helped leaders at some of the world's most competitive companies solve all kinds of problems.
On our show, we'll pull back the curtain and give you the type of honest, unfiltered advice we usually reserve for top executives.
Maybe you have a coworker with boundary issues, or you want to know how to inspire and motivate your team.
Give us a call, and we'll help you solve the problems you're stuck on.
Find Fixable wherever you listen.
Have you ever had to have a really tough conversation with your parents? Well, I remember one like yesterday. I can still feel the knot in my stomach 31 years later. So just imagine me. I was a fresh engineer out of Michigan State University with my first real job offer with, guess what? My dad's number one rival. You have to understand, I grew up in Flint, Michigan. My dad was a GM guy all the way, like his dad before him, his brother, and all of his friends. They were GM lifers. But thankfully, my dad was satisfied with the fact that at least I'd be working for one of the big three. Now, when my granddad started working in the auto industry in the mid-1940s, it was booming. Fun fact, popular cars at that time were the Chrysler Town & Country Hardtop, the Chevy Stylemaster, and the Ford Mercury Woody Station Wagon. It was the modern age of transportation. Now today, we're experiencing another major transformation. Many are calling it the electric vehicle revolution. Now with that, comes unprecedented change that will require us to build new capacity and collaborate in ways that we've never seen before. Now, the change begins with sustainable products that provide better experiences and greater benefits for the people that use them. We will need to build new capacity to meet the demand, support infrastructure, and build a responsible supply chain, all while collaborating in ways that we've never seen before with new partners, like working with Tesla to bring more fast chargers to more consumers. And now other manufacturers are following suit. Now, I sincerely hope that people leading companies like ours will work together, collaborate, and learn and help each other succeed. Now, our goal is to become carbon neutral no later than 2050. And our carbon footprint is as big as Australia's. We know that we need to make the transition to electric vehicles and clean energy fast. Now, with that, to transition and to make sure that we can get to our long-term goals, this is what needs to happen. First, we must continue to make awesome products. That can't go away. I'll share a couple pictures with you. This is my Uncle Daniel. This is my Uncle Willie. They both drove premium foreign cars for decades. So you know I began to work on them right away to make the switch to Ford. So in 2011, I actually pitched to them the Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. This vehicle had the latest safety technology. It had an interior like a fighter jet. It had a smooth ride, a distinctive look, 41 miles per gallon. And it was built by an American company in their home state of Michigan. And it was the same price as the gasoline version, but way better for the environment. They each bought one. The lesson is, we can't make the change feel like a trade-off. We are building on the strength of our current products. We are electrifying our most iconic vehicles first, like the Mustang and the F-150 truck. When we improve our vehicles to be more sustainable, we also have to make them better. And there's no better feeling than driving right past a gas station on my way home. Knowing that I can get a full charge just overnight. Now, my daughter and her friends are always bringing their cars home on empty. Wouldn't be a problem if they drove electric. Now, let's look at the F-150 Lightning. The F-150 Lightning can power your house up to 10 days. Imagine the impact on rural communities if they didn't need a generator when the power went out. People who drive electric vehicles can also light and heat up a campsite. They can charge up a work area, supercharge a tailgate party, and even charge another electric vehicle. Now, these are product improvements that my granddads could never have imagined. Now, with that, with all these new products coming to market, next comes capacity. We have to build and invest in new facilities and talent. Now, that's true for any industry transitioning to greener goals and strategies. Now, I'll tell you a few things that Ford is doing, but we're not alone in this area. In Tennessee, we are investing more than $5 billion in electric vehicle manufacturing for trucks and advanced batteries. And all of our facilities, our goal for either they're new or old, is to conserve and reuse water. Use 100% carbon-free electricity and send zero waste to landfill. And we are also investing in talent, we're investing in education and training, and we're also listening to the communities where we live and operate. That's huge for industries like us. We have to listen to people other than ourselves. Now I'll tell you, in Tennessee, we've created more than 6,000 new jobs. And again, we're not doing this alone. As an industry, we have invested more than $120 billion in electric vehicle manufacturing. We've created 143,000 new jobs in the last 8 years. And 40% of that happened since the U.S. government approved the climate and clean energy legislation. And again, we're not alone in this. We're continuing to make progress, but we're going to need to do more. We need to build more infrastructure here. Infrastructure is critical. We will need charging stations as plentiful and convenient as gas stations. In the U.S., we have about 145,000 gas stations and only about 23,000 fast charging stations. In order to make the move to electric vehicles fast, we'll need many, many more. Now, I'm not saying we're going to need one on every corner, but we will need many, many more. We need every community, whether rural or urban, wealthy or low income, everyone will need access to charging. And the charging station, we must bring lighting, shelter, security, restrooms, basic amenities. These are things that we'll need to move forward. And one hopeful move is the new federal spending that will allow states to deploy fast charging every 50 miles along major highway corridors. And the benefits are real. Let's take a look at the 110,000 electric vehicles that Ford has put on the road since 2021. These vehicles have the potential to save 5 million tons of carbon emissions over their lifetime. That's equivalent to CO2 saved by not burning 600 million gallons of gasoline. Like my family before me, I am proud to work alongside my teammates in the automotive industry. We have come a long way. It's so gratifying to see electric vehicles on the road, to move from aspiration to reality, to see plants dedicated to building electric vehicles. But outside of the U.S., in Asia, where I lived for 3 years, in Europe, they're way ahead of us. Here's what we need to do to make sure that we're ready for an all-electric future. We need policymakers to harmonize environmental regulations. We need one framework to drive a resilient grid faster. We need to strengthen the supply base here and still create more jobs here. We have the technology. We have the leadership, we have the ingenuity to respond to the environmental crisis with courage. And I'll tell you, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, manufacturers, everyone is beginning to understand and take this and accept the social responsibility to build a future of electric vehicles here. And they are also seeing the business opportunity before them. And I'll tell you, as a person who's dedicated my entire career to sustainability, the road ahead is paved with promise. And it might surprise my dad, it's not going to be about Ford versus GM or Stellantis, or even the US versus Asia or Europe. We all have to work together to build a better future for the next three generations of my family and yours. Thank you.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Business. That's odoo.com/TED Business.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
There are so many unexpected details in this talk that I loved. Like, I had no idea an electric vehicle could power a house for 10 days. That you could use it to charge a campsite, a tailgate, someone else's car? What? So many of us know the key talking point around electric vehicles. Yes, they are more environmentally sound. But Cynthia shows us that when it comes to something as personal as people's relationship to their cars, sometimes it's not just beating people over the head with science. It's about choosing the right details to help them see that change isn't just a trade-off, it's a gift. And that framework isn't just about cars. It's important to consider this when it comes to pretty much any change you want to make with another person or even your organization. What are some examples of this change that will truly resonate? How can you make sure these examples are memorable, that people can see them fitting into their lives? Maybe edit them down to a choice few that stick. From what Cynthia is saying, there are things that need to happen on a systemic level to make a major transformation work. But ultimately, the key to success is finding the real interpersonal connection. That's it for today. TED Business is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Hana Matsudaira. Special thanks to Maria Lajas, Farah DeGrunge, Corey Hagem, Daniela Balarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Madhupa Akinola. Talk to you again next week.